Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment, in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of everything fall, and your new partner in adventure. And a huge welcome back to the podcast this week, girls. I am just freshly back from a fabulous vacation. I was gone with my family for about 6 days, and we literally could not have asked for better weather. It was a great way to end the summer because this girl right here loves fall. I feel like they're kind of tied between summer and fall. I've told you guys I love summer before, but fall... oh, the jeans and the boots and the sweaters and the cocoa and the leaves. I digress. Anyways, so I am fresh back from a vacation and I am so tan and I am so excited that school is starting. We're getting back to our routine and we're going to go on all of these new adventures this year. My daughter is going into sixth grade, which is a whole new world for us. And we're starting a parenting book in our church group. And I am very, very excited about all of these new things that we are going into for the new year. I know it's not January, but September is kind of like the second January. So it is kind of like the start to the new year as far as that kind of thing goes. So anyways, moving on. This week, we are talking about 8 foods personal trainers keep stocked. And what I mean by that is stocked in the fridge, stocked in the pantry, just foods that are always accessible to your personal trainer. And even if you're not a personal trainer, you know, someone who cares about healthy eating, an athlete, someone who is very conscious. So here we go. Number one, eggs. Eggs are absolutely at the top of my list just because they are quick, they are easy, and they're usually pretty cheap as well. I personally buy the cage-free organic ones. That is my personal choice. And there are so many ways that you can make them, you know, and they're a great snack to just grab on the go. I will tell you, a lot of times in the morning, if I am not, you know, on my game, then eggs are a quick and easy snack. If I've boiled them and I put them in the fridge, then I can just grab 2 and peace, we're gone. Eggs contain 9 essential amino acids. And let's just take a beat here. Amino acids are actually building blocks of protein. There are 20 amino acids, and humans, we can only make 10, and we don't store extra. So therefore, we have to get the rest of them from the food that we intake. So eggs contain 9 amino acids. That's a really good number. One of the only foods that naturally contain vitamin D. So another beat here, vitamin D is essential to the absorption of other vitamins like calcium to build strong bones. If you pay attention at all to vitamins, vitamin D is a lot of times paired with calcium and magnesium because they all work together to help each other absorb into the body properly. Eggs also help promote weight loss. Can I get an amen? Let's take as much food as we can that helps promote weight loss. High five, sister. Okay, number 2, almond butter. Yum, first of all, yum, okay? Offers a good source of protein and a good amount of fat. And just in case you're still stuck in the error of fat is bad, healthy fats are awesome for you for no less than just keeping you satiated, okay? Fat is good. It's just too much fat can be a little bit over the line, you know, tipping the scale. But the right amount of fat is fantastic for your body. Almond butter also has a really good source of phosphorus, magnesium, and potassium, and calcium. So once again, we just went up to the eggs and we were talking about the vitamin D. All of these things as well pair together And I'm just going to give you a little side note here. Magnesium you can actually take separately, and it improves a whole lot of mumbo jumbo, and I might do an episode on that later. But magnesium is a fantastic remedy for anxiety, speaking from personal experience. So, moving on. Almond butter is also a great source of vitamin E, which protects your skin's collagen. And we need all of that that we can get. Am I right? Okay, so your body stops producing collagen in your 20s, and you need all that you can get. It also, promotes weight loss over high-carb foods. Another food that promotes weight loss. Woot woot. All right, number three, chicken. Oh yes, the chicken. We love it. We hate it. We love it. We hate it. We love it. We hate it. It is a great source of lean protein. And if you own chickens, you can get their eggs too. Win-win. It's a natural source of antioxidants, and it provides more than 20% of the adults of the nutrients that adults need. Chicken flavor fits almost any recipe, and I know you girls have heard everything tastes like chicken. It is totally true. Completely true. I had alligator once as a teenager. Everybody's like, oh my God, that's so exotic and crazy. Like, what does it taste like? I'm like, chicken. And yeah, so the stereotype is totally true. Also, consuming it also makes you happier. Why? Why does consuming chicken make you happier? Because of the tryptophan. Tryptophan actually boosts your serotonin levels, and that is your happiness hormone. Do you guys remember that part of Legally Blonde where she's like, exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands. They just don't. That cracks me up every time. It totally reminded me of it. So I wanted to throw it in there for you girls. Anyways, as we move on. And again, it promotes weight loss. Can I get another amen? Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Number four, green vegetables. Now, obviously, there is a large array of green vegetables. And in my house, we work with asparagus, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, zucchini, green beans are the main ones. But green vegetables are rich in fiber. And we'll take a little side note here, girls. We know what fiber is good for, don't we? Moving on. Lowers the risk of many diseases, including cancer and heart disease. I don't know about you, but I am literally doing everything I possibly can to stay away from cancer and heart disease. Bring on the spinach. It is also anti-inflammatory and slows aging and supports the immune function. I don't know about you, but I literally need all the help that I can get in the slows aging department. All right, number five, potatoes. Now, if you were on the I hate potatoes bandwagon, you are now getting off. I'm just saying, now's the time. Potatoes aids in digestion, it's anti-inflammatory, it improves skin health, and it's rich in vitamin C and B complex. B is good for energy, and vitamin C obviously keeps you from getting sick. It also helps you detoxify heavy metals. Now, there is plenty of research that you can do on how to detox your body from heavy metals, but girls, there's just so many places that we get it these days, and we absolutely need to be on some type of regimen to detoxify heavy metals. The problem with heavy metals is that they are on the periodic table. So heavy metals cannot be squashed by your immune system. Like it can't get rid of them because it's not something that they can kill. So what you have to do is you have to detoxify your body from them, because heavy metals like to lay in bad places and cause bad things. There's plenty of research out there if you are interested in figuring out how to detox yourself from heavy metals. So eating potatoes is one of them. Side note, also taking clay baths helps as well. in combination with other things like Epsom salt, etc. All right, number six, apples. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, as they say. It is an easy snack. It is very portable. It's one of those foods, you know, that kind of comes in its own little casing and so that you can take it with you just like eggs. And it regulates your pH balance, which also helps clear acne. All right. It also fights allergies and averts asthma. It also contains probiotics, which actually helps your gut bacteria. It's really good for your belly. Number seven, bananas. Again, very portable snack, just like apples, just like eggs, comes in its own little container. You can take it anywhere. It's very high in iron, which helps with anemia, immediate energy boost because of the natural sugars, remedies constipation and diarrhea because it normalizes the bowel system. I know that's kind of grody, but girls, sometimes we just need to know these things. So now you know, bananas are good for that, as well as the green leafy vegetables. It also helps prevent and heal ulcers with its antacid effect. So it's actually soothing your belly. So I don't know if you have ever had an ulcer before, but let me just tell you, they are the worst. Oh my gosh. After I had like a really, really long bout with anxiety from my three miscarriages, I got an ulcer in my stomach and it literally would hurt all the time for no reason. It was just nasty. And so it took me a really long time to figure out how to eat properly to let it heal itself instead of just taking antacids all the time. They did help, but now we're learning that those are not necessarily good for you. So let's go with a little bit more natural way. Take probiotics, which again is in the apples, and then also bananas helps to prevent and heal. All right, we're moving right along to our last one, number eight. Oh, the famous avocado! Do you guys have children? Have you ever seen Hotel Transylvania? No? Just me? Okay. Also known as the little alligator pear. Have you ever heard an avocado called the alligator pear? That one was a new one for me when I was doing my research, although I definitely think it's fitting and entertaining, but it was a new one for me. So it is last, but certainly not least, avocados are a good fat that lowers bad cholesterol. They are loaded with antioxidants and phytonutrients. They, again, here we are, promotes weight loss. It boosts testosterone, and it has more protein and less sugar than any other fruit. Can you believe this? I thought all of these facts that I found about these eight staple foods were amazing. So we are going to go ahead and recap. Number one was eggs. Number two, almond butter. Number three, chicken. Number four, green vegetables. Number five, potatoes. Six, apples. Seven, bananas, and number eight, the lovely avocado. I hope this episode has helped you girls. I hope that now you're off to the grocery store to fill your fridge and your pantry with healthier snacks so that you can be on your way to a healthier you. And before we close, I obviously have to do my crown and flop for the week. I always tell you girls the real parts of life. Okay, so here we go. Honest moment. My flop for this week literally happened right before I turned this podcast on. I was trying to get everybody to be quiet, make sure that there's no background noise. The washing machine was on, dishwasher was on, bathroom fan was on, kids are watching TV and yelling at each other. So of course, what do? I start yelling at them. Turn all this off, go upstairs, be quiet. And I am now reminded of this hilarious post that I saw earlier today that said, if you walk by my house and hear me yelling, it's not yelling. I call it motivational speaking for people that don't want to listen. I thought that was hilarious. I read it to my husband and I laughed out loud as I was reading it to him because, yeah, the struggle is real. Okay, moving on. So my crowning moment for the week is not necessarily something that I did awesome, but more like what I found. Oh my gosh, when we were on vacation, we went to the outlets and I found this adorable store. Shout out to Palmetto Moon. They had a baby pink Yeti cup in there that had a pineapple decal that had the glitter coating on the outside. I'm literally blanking on what that glitter coating is called. But anyways, oh my gosh, it is the cutest freaking cup I have ever seen in my life. And yes, I totally bought it. I will post a picture of it in the show notes, but I am obsessed. You know, girls, I love the pineapples. P.S. I am seriously considering getting a pineapple tattoo. Also, I wanted to keep you girls posted on the fact that I have just added a calendar to my website, and I will now be taking personal calls in the area of self-help and moving towards your exercise and fitness goals. And if you are interested in booking a chat with me, all you have to do is go to jenwhitmoretraining.com and go up to the tab called Book a Chat, and you will be able to schedule a chat with me. And I cannot wait to hear from you. I am so excited about this new feature so that we can get to know each other a little bit better and I can help you along your journey in any possible way that I can. And that is it for this week's episode, girls. Thanks for listening. If you have enjoyed this episode of Adventuring the Girl Life, please remember to subscribe to the show and leave a review so more girls can grow. Until next week, girls, adventure on!